irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Forever. Who is this Ilona Europa with funky accent? Every Monday. Today is the day that I was waiting for a long, long, long time. Why? Because I have the guest who comes back to the show and I just love him. And not only I love him, I love his whole family. His family is just too perfect. Too perfect. They all are beautiful, gorgeous, talented. So talented. And now, father and son. That we have father and son, wife and daughter is in home. We will find out what's going on, why they are not here. Because last time you were dancing with your wife. But now we have son and father. We have amazing friend, I will say, of mine. We have big age difference, but still I think she's my friend. And I have also her sister here. Magical introduction. Now let's start talking who my guests are. Ilona Europa, Accent On, Monday. With the guests that I just am so crazy about. I love all of them. Okay, let's start from the ladies. Okay, let's start do this. Who are you?
Hi, I'm Allie Warner, and I write a blog called Sparkles and Stilettos.
That's so, like, hi, I'm a blog. I'm writing a blog.
It's the beauty queen in me. I can't get rid of it.
I love that. I loved it. But, you know, it's like, oh, I'm an actor, which will go soon to the talking to our guest.
I am not an actor.
Who also will say, oh, I'm an actor. It's like, and then you will find out what he's doing. I'm like, no, this is seven people in one minimum. But no, he's the one person doing all. Okay. And you have sister.
I brought my sister for moral support, and she's here now.
Come on, sweetie. Come closer to the microphone. Who are you?
I'm Katie Warner. I'm Allie's sister. I'm an actor in training, so...
So we do have an actor on the girl's side right now.
And you know how this is when you know these beautiful ladies, because they are very, very young. They are like 20 years old and a little bit, maybe more. Then I know them for like maybe 15, 14 years. Then I remember them running around at Christmas and stuff like that. And now we see each other maybe once a year, once in 2 years. Then, I read everything what they post on Facebook, like, because I do like them and like parents so much, and I don't see them a lot, but I do love them when we see each other. And now, boom, you forget that they're already gorgeous ladies and they have so many success stories going on, and they are doing life their own ways. And I'm just so excited to, because I believe that both of them are very talented. They have talented people, parents, and we know that people, parents who raise this type of children probably are proud of what the future will come. We're knocking to doors to their lives, you know, and we'll be talking more about blogger and more about the actor, wannabe actor, or is already on the way to become one. And then I'm moving slowly to guess who is appearing here every few months. And like I say, I'm so honored to be your friend from far away. And it's so funny because he saw my daughter in Poland before even I saw her, and I didn't visit Poland for a few years. And then I found out that they already met. I'm like, oh, that's so cool. You know, that's so cool. Okay, Marek Probosz. Marek Probosz.
Ilona, it's so great to be back. And it's so great to be back in your show. Your show is very special. And the reason you bring me in, I have to earn to come back. Friendship is one thing, but I have to work hard to be back on your show.
Because I'm noisy. Working. I really want to know what's going on. Because every time when I see stuff on the Facebook and talk to the people, it's like so much good stuff is going on. And I'm so proud of, because I know you're Polish. I know you're a person of the world. That's what we call it. Oh, you know, you are everywhere. But your career is skyrocketing right now.
Skyrocketing. Thank you so much.
Tell me what's going on in the very big title that you received, which is just so cool.
I just, you know, 11 years after I started teaching at UCLA. I finally got my adjunct associate professorship, which is very nice, because at this point you realize that everything you gave to school is coming back, that you educated so many young people and you passed on so many ideas and experiences, and the passion just went on the other side, and they recognize that. And it takes about a year and a half for them to decide votings, and it's an anonymous process until Senate gets back to you and says yes or no. And I got this appointment, and I'm proud of it. This is something serious and real. I taught so many hundreds of young
everybody
people.
Big applause. 11 years. I cannot even imagine how many students from America and outside of America came to your classes, and they, I'm sure, enjoyed it. You enjoyed it too. I love teaching too. I had only one semester in Santa Monica in international acting school. I was teaching performing and singing and stuff like that, and I was so surprised that from the group of actors, I really found four or five who are amazing singers. They had no idea that they can sing, and they barely spoke English because they were from all around the world trying to get into American business. Then teaching is something so special for some of us.
Honestly, from the bottom of my heart, I can say that one of the biggest arts that they are out there is teaching and parenthood.
Oh, I love you. You mentioned this word parenthood now, of course. I know we need to talk about the most beautiful young gentleman that I ever saw in my life.
Like and father,
I,
like son, right?
Yes. Father is gorgeous, but I love your wife, and you both are like so much beautifully matched, so beautiful. And it's like, people, go down, because of course you need to come back with your wife, and we'll find out how she feels, what she's doing in a second. But last time you were dancing here, and you both are so in love, and I know every time when I see you, you kissing your wife, is like, yes, somebody's happy in this world. Yes.
28 years later.
I know. You know what? You
love, need love doesn't have age, right?
No, it's we need ageless. To scream about this, because we all are surrounded by these big dramas of breakups and divorces. I'm the one. Twice. Then, you know, then we have heartbreaks here. Girls are talking about their heartbreaks too. And you know what? From time to time, my parents were the most happy, marriage that I knew. Then I had a great parents, and their life story was something, love story was something that I believe exists for sure. Honestly, watching both of you loving each other so much, I'm like, you know what? It's true. Exist. Can exist. I know you. And, you know, I hope every time I'm
there
bringing
is a
you
proof. There is a proof, my son. He's the fruit
and daughter.
Of love.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then daughter, of course.
Let's introduce your beautiful son, because not only he's beautiful, he's so talented. He is 16 years old. And are you going to college?
Yeah, I'm actually starting very soon.
No. 16 years. Are you going to college?
Yeah.
What college?
I'm going to Santa Monica College starting this week. I decided to move on from high school and to start my college days 2 years earlier than regular.
Okay, come on. I decided and I moved. Okay.
Casually.
Yeah. Vincent, I love you. You get so many talents and you are gorgeous. I mentioned people.
Thank
everybody
you.
Need to run to Facebook page and see all of these gorgeous people that I have in the studio. I'm cool looking too, but this is just so, so beautiful. You are so beautiful. Your sister is like so beautiful. Your mama is so beautiful. Your daddy is hot too. But 16 years old, you're going to college. You decided that, okay, you are done with high school. I like that. And outside of America, you have this career going on. We'll be walking around, because I want to come back to my girls too. Then let's only just a little bit tell people what's happened. I think I saw you like maybe 8-9 months ago when you were flying to Poland.
Yeah. So I actually just recently got back. I went on a elite tour for soccer to Sweden, Denmark, and Poland. I was gone for about a month and a half. Traveling almost every few days, I was in a different city. It was really quite incredible trying to build a career. It's been quite a journey, because, I mean, looking here, looking in Europe, looking everywhere to see where I want to start to grow. And start to develop and start a career, because soccer is my passion, and I'm just looking for the best place to do it. It might be here, it might be in Europe, but we'll tell.
Oh boy, 16 years old, studying, and then deciding, does he want to be here or there? Does he want to be signed or You will. I know you will. You are having some sponsors sponsoring you or your career, sports career. How does this work?
Well, I mean, I'm constantly looking for people to support me and companies to work with me on getting me to the next level. And I'm constantly being at events and like Nike, Adidas, looking for people and places to endorse me, support me, sponsor me on these trips and for my career. But so far,
we need to
I'm
get you to music
up.
Video playing what you do for, you know, like a young, great singer. This is a great idea
because
obviously you can do what you do. And outside of that, like I say, my gosh, what a beautiful gentleman you are and gorgeous, gorgeous.
You.
Okay, then you're starting 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, well, a week, 2 weeks from now, I'm still meeting with counselors and figuring everything out, but it's fairly a new process for me. My sister is starting her second year now at UC Berkeley up in San Francisco.
Okay. Okay. How is mommy feeling?
Mommy's feeling very good. She's coming back today, actually, back to us boys at the house. Finally, we're going to have her back. She's been gone for a week, settling in my sister for her second year. But she's doing much better, missing us as always, but happy she'll be finally back.
We love her. Okay, beautiful. I will play commercial right now because we have wonderful supporter, and this is Polem Bank, Polish Bank. We love it, not only Polish, but of course, we know very well this bank, yes, Marek. And yeah, then I would like to say thank you for them for 6 months supporting Accent On. That's very, very good. People, please listen. I'll be playing this commercial anyway from time to time because I just love this bank.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
How beautiful is this commercial? I will miss playing this commercial every Monday. Anyway, thank you, Polem, one more time. Coming back to our guest, Ali.
Yeah.
You're very young. You write beautifully.
And you mentioned,
I am a blogger. This is something that everybody...
It's hard to kind of come up with like a term for it.
I know it's a very good name and people know what it means. Everybody tries to be one, but then they fail mostly. And after like 20 blogs, I was like, oh, we're so much trouble. I don't know if I want to do this. 5 years, 6 years?
I started this one in 2009, but I had been blogging since about, I think when I turned 16 is when I started my first one. So I've been doing it 10 years.
And again, your name... of your
Sparkles
blog.
And Stilettos.
That's a very, very hot girly lady-like name.
Yeah.
Why this name?
The name actually came out of... The blog started right after... I did pageants for a while, so the blog came after my run with pageantry ended, and I was still on the very much, like, let's wear stilettos everywhere we go and sparkles from head to toe, and so that's kind of where... the name came from, and I've tried desperately to grow out of it, but it's kind of stuck, so...
It's a very good title.
Thank
I
you.
Think it's a beautiful title, and you also are publishing yourself, you know. I'd say you're supposed to do more often, but your blogs are not short. They really are cool.
They're essays.
They're not...
I view them as kind of... I mean, word vomit is a bad way of putting it, but it's kind of, I sit around and I think a lot about what I'm going to post, and then it usually, a post is like a culmination of a couple of weeks of just thought and putting into, like, wording sentences in my head and then finally putting it down on paper. So a post will take 2 hours to write down, but it's been being written for the past couple of weeks.
Do you remember your first one? What was your first one? The theme?
My first ever post?
Mm-hmm.
On this blog, it was an introduction. It was nothing. It was nothing spectacular.
No, that's boring. What was after that?
Well, my blog personally, it's evolved a lot over the years. So in the beginning, it was very much fashion only. So it would be, you know, I would force my sister to take a picture of my outfit, and then I would kind of do a rundown of what I was wearing, and then tell people where they could buy it. And it was very It was very much on that end of things. And then in the past year and a half or so, it's become more reflective and it's become more essay-based. And it's very much just writing, and it's about the writing, and it's about, you know, forcing myself to use those muscles, because I was an English major in college. So I like to, you know, force myself to practice on a regular basis, and that's kind of what the blog is for. It's just my, it's my outlet.
Okay, and when you post your blog, yeah, and like 5 months later, do you want to like take it down?
Or you're keeping all No, because like the way I see it is every post is something I felt at that period in time, and mm-hmm. when you go back and you read it, it's kind of nice because I can see how much I've evolved since I wrote it. So, like, for instance, I'll go back a year and a half and I'll read, you know, when I was really depressed and sad and, you know, heartbroken and all that kind of stuff. And then I look to myself now and I'm just a completely different person. So it's kind of, it's a diary in a sense that's very public that a lot of people read. And in that, it kind of has created a really great conversation, I think, with a lot of people. So, I mean, I'll be walking around and I have people approach me in coffee shops asking if I'm the girl that writes that one blog. I'm like, yeah, that's me. Beautiful. And then it inspires more conversation and inspires people talking about stuff. And sometimes the subjects I talk about aren't exactly simple and they're not easy. And a lot of them are really intense. And like a lot of it has to do with being sad or being broken or body image or, you know, having to deal with work and those kinds of issues. And it's creating just a, I don't know, a pedestal for people to kind of come out and talk about their own issues.
Hmm. You have a very good relationship with your sister.
And sometimes.
You have a very good relationship with your sister. I know you both love each other. And in a way, you both are a little different, yes?
We're very different.
So different. Could you describe maybe a difference, how you perceive Ali? How do you perceive Ali, okay?
Ali is a very outgoing person.
Yes.
And everyone who meets her loves her instantly. And so she's just effortlessly walking through life, and these people. I have friends who have never met her, who I talk to with on the phone. And they're like, "Oh, I can't wait to meet your sister. She's just so wonderful." And I'm like, "You have never met this person. She's not that great, really. She used to beat me up." But
For the record, she is like 6 inches taller than I am, so I'm not.
My older sister, so I had to gain some height on her to make up for the years of
abuse.
Okay, but you have something common. Because you are beauty queen.
Yes.
A little bit about that. You know, I know what is amazing, like I say, every parent, like also you, Marco, Marek, you are watching your beautiful daughter and son grow into from children to this amazing, great-looking, smart ladies, and them, they had path, you know. I know that in our... I don't want to mention where you live, but in a place that you live, uh-huh. you both are very known, you know. You were very active in high school,
yeah.
artistically also.
We had a mother who was very, she wanted us to be very involved in every single
What is your mommy name? We can say hi to mama.
Mother is Deborah Werner. She'll
Thank
kill us
you,
for
mommy.
Calling her Deborah. But
Debbie Werner.
Yeah, and she really saw that both of you are really loving art.
Yeah, she really instilled in us from a young age that arts are very important and they're a creative outlet. And they just, for me, it became what I wanted to do as my source of income and my source of living and the source that feeds my soul. So she really, I think from the time I was...
Both of our parents, really.
Both of our parents are like
you have a cool daddy.
We have a team effort on, like, the parental side. They're definitely pushing us in that direction.
I honestly think if we went to the math and science world, people would be like, what's going on with
yeah.
you guys?
You won some nice crowns, whatever you call this.
I had a few crowns, yes.
You know that I have your beautiful letter for me because I was like,
you were like
singing
at
this concert.
Yeah, you helped me.
But you won a few good ones.
I was Miss Santa Barbara County, so I actually competed at Miss California, but this was back in 2009.
Yeah,
so,
but that's hard stuff. You needed to write.
I did the bikini on the stage. I did all that.
I know, and then but you needed to write stuff, right? Yes, there was like you, before you got.
Yeah,
to
we had to do with pageant. When you get to that level, you have to do kind of like a resume, and you have to have a platform, and you have to have an initiative that you want to go out into the community to represent.
Yeah.
So mine was all about empowering young women.
Look at you. That's what I'm going from, because I remember you then in my studio, and both of you were singing in my studio too. And then. You know, now everything has a reason in life.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been a fun path.
Then sometimes parents are impatient with children's road to whatever they will be becoming. But, you know, your parents see this. Your father is also in entertainment business,
yeah,
and he's pretty cool.
He's a fun guy. He thinks he's cooler than he is.
Yeah. And he was. I don't know if we can.
But I think all the daughters and sons would say that about their parents.
But so how many years he works producing TV shows?
Oh, for longer than I was been alive. Yeah. It's been forever. And he's a producer, writer. He's fantastic.
And pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, really great stuff. He's worked all over the world, all different networks. So he's really hustling.
Hi, Ronald. We love you.
Hi, Dad.
We love you. Okay, then let's take a breather, because that's what the show is. Sometimes I play something, Okay. Dance and Pray. That's a cool title. It's a new song. Whose song this could be? Oh, mine. Okay, Ilona Europa, new song, Dance and Pray. Heart. This is like a question that I'm supposed to ask my girls, but we'll be talking maybe about these things a little bit later, because I know that we love to read in newspapers and blogs about some people's heartaches, and we learn or take something from it. But later, right now, I want a little bit focus on what was happening last 5 months in Marek Probosz's life. We know he's teaching at UCLA right now, and boy, we are proud of him. We know the son just came back from Europe, and he will stay here for a little bit. But when I had you last time on my show, you were just leaving to Poland like a week before me. Then I left, and we never really saw each other in Poland. But I read in newspapers what you were doing, and we were doing the same TV shows, a pretty big one, and I saw you on TV show. Tell me, gosh, 2 months in Poland.
2 months in Poland, yes.
And you did so much. Could you tell us what you were doing?
I came to Wrocław, which is a beautiful town in Poland, which this year is the capital of European culture. It got picked as the capital of European culture. So many cultural events were taking place over there, of course. And I was preparing a one-actor show over there about Captain Witold Pilecki, one of the biggest heroes that the 20th century knew. The only man who voluntarily went to Auschwitz to organize underground there, formed the fives, as he called them, in every single barrack, that in case the Allies would decide to liberate Auschwitz, he would be ready with his people to grab the weapons and to free people, because at the time, 1942, he got into the Auschwitz in 1940, but in 42 Germans were killing 10,000 people a day. So every day was so precious, every day was so important. There was a chance to stop Germans from killing another 10,000 people a day. So anyway, I was working on this one actor show, and saw many people, met with many people that hopefully will be collaborating on that project next year. I've seen many different theaters, including the theater of Laboratorium in Polish, Laboratory of Jerzy Grotowski.
You need to tell a little bit, people, because we had before show, another show. Marek, it was a beautiful question. It was asked, you had a book, yes, with you. Could you
yeah,
tell us?
Yeah, I'm actually going to study at the National Theater Institute, and which is in Connecticut, and I was assigned to read this book called Towards a Poor Theater, and I just have been reading it for 3 days, and I really have no idea what this guy's talking about, and I'm just like, what is this madness that is in this book? And then everyone came in and started talking about Poland, and I was like, hey, this guy's from Poland.
It's amazing.
I should ask.
Yeah, this is like the most cool stuff, because first we have two actors here, really, one young one, at reading Polish about Polish teacher and
guru of theater, of poor theater,
Jerzy Grotowski, and whole world is learning, his way of acting and
acting
and
method,
teaching,
his acting method.
And now you are giving us very unusual, scary story.
Yeah, because I know stories firsthand. I was lucky when I was studying at the Polish Film School in Łódź. Grotowski was still alive, and he was actually doing master classes for students. And I had the chance to go and participate in one of the master classes of his. So I know firsthand stories. And then I shot a documentary about Jan Kot, who was one of the closest friends of Jerzy Grotowski and witnessed his shows and was invited to the very special shows that Grotowski was doing, etc. So I know so many stories about Grotowski. I read everything about Grotowski.
Yeah, but you know, I'm saying the moment in life that we capture right now happened that we have a book in front of us.
Yes.
That, you know, you that was your teacher and guru. You were just beautifully explaining unusual few situations that the book will be probably having when she finishes. And then I wanted to go also to I met in when we both were in Poland, and I met a girl on a TV show. She had an interview, beautiful young girl, Magdalena Orzechowska. I was hoping that she would be calling in from Poland to just talk to you, because her the biggest last year or something was also all around the theme and documentary film about Captain Witold Pilecki. That when I'm like, how this could be, you know, a week before we talk on our show, about your big involvement, you know, to bring really this hero's name to everybody's
To the world.
To the world. It's not only a Polish story. Yeah. No. But then the young girl who is like 25 and she has, like, she said, almost 300,000 people already saw whatever the young people were doing. I don't know whatever they were doing because I never saw her again. Only we talk over email. But you will be in Warsaw. You both will meet the young generation and you, whatever you do in America, in Poland. There probably something amazing will happen. Hopefully some synergy is for
absolutely
the reason.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now we're talking about also a new movie that you will be doing.
I'm making a few films because one of the movies is the big project called Valley of the Gods, starring John Malkovich, Charlotte Rampling, who was nominated for Academy Award this year for the lead part, Josh Hartnett, and a few other big names, including myself. I the director, Lech Majewski, called me to Los Angeles and he offered me to be in this film, and I'm playing the journalist who is going to interview the Navajo chief. Which is fantastic because I love Native Indians, of course, and to meet with the chief and to have a chance to work with him and to interview him, it's going to be quite an amazing time we'll have a chance to spend together. I've been initiated to the Hopi Indians and I was baptized by Hopi Indians. I have Hopi Indians' name. My name is Owatsmo. Mm. My wife's name is Bakavi. We got married at Hopi Indians. And it's
life
not
is
nothing
amazing.
Commercial. It was absolutely unexpected again.
Wow.
There are no coincidences. It was meant to be this
meant
way.
Meant to be. This is so beautiful.
So I'm very excited about this project, but I'm also excited about another feature film of one of the best Polish film directors, Andrzej Jakimowski. He's making the film Once Upon a Time in November. And it's about homeless young people in Poland. Hmm. And about the law, which is not protecting them. So I'm playing the doctor of law who is trying to change the law and to protect our youth in Poland. And I think we have that problem around the world. It's not about Poland. It's about any other country around the world. So that's a very exciting project as well. I've been in a couple of TV series. I played the Amish pastor, priest, who comes from Pennsylvania to Poland to resurrect the movement of Amish people over there. We call them Zielonoświątkowcy in Poland.
Repeat.
Zielonoświątkowcy.
That's
yeah. And it's a fabulous new TV series based on true events that took place in the part of Poland, which now is Poland, used to be Germany. We know that Polish history is very tragic and so many times we were taken away from the map of the world and we came back. Then Stalin decided one thing, Hitler another thing, Napoleon another thing, and the Swedish king another thing, and that's why Polish people are quite beautiful because there are so many genes in our blood that we don't know. I'm Roman, possibly, because Roman Empire, you know, ended in Romania and my folks came to the mountains I'm from.
Very
from the from Romania, which used to be Roman Empire, so who knows, I might be Roman. So that was a very interesting project I worked on. I never played the pastor yet. It was a very interesting role, very spiritual, yet there's an angle of crime in it, and here you go, you believe in certain things, but things happen, and then you need to protect your order, right, etc., etc. So complicated story, interesting role. The TV series starts as we speak, the 30th of this month, and they start with the first episode in Poland. It's 12
episodes.
Then you
are just flying also to Poland in September right now, yes?
I'm flying to Poland because there is the premiere of the feature film Smolensk, in which I play Professor N. It's the movie about one of the most tragic events that happened in the post-Second World War history of Poland, when 96 people, the key people in the government and Polish army, including the president and the first lady, died in the plane crash in Smolensk. So that's an amazing project, which is opening at the Polish Film Festival in Gdynia. It's going to have a premiere on the 9th of September. So that's big. And also I played the neurosurgeon in another TV series called...
Priest, neurosurgeon, a lawyer, a gosh! Okay.
Pastor.
Pastor.
And, yeah, and the father, of course, that's my... And I just auditioned
that's
with my...
That's your lead role.
That's right. And I just auditioned, actually, my son was filming me for the Korean film, which is going to shoot in Wrocław and in Seoul, in Korea, a Korean film director, Korean production, but they are shooting in Poland and collaborating with Poland. So I was just playing the CIA agent, and Vincent was recording me on our iPhone, and
okay.
We just sent it out.
Probably
to Seoul,
a few months later,
see.
You'll be back in an accent. I'm saying, okay, this is my film number 1740, and we're like, how do you do that? And then,
but
okay,
I also directed.
More?
I also directed. I directed.
Girls, listen, life is so short. Look at how much you can put into one day and one. We'll talk about it.
I don't know. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. Could you say you are creating?
When I came to Poland, I was invited to come to London to direct a reading with actors in London in a Greenwich theater called Runaway Train. A very interesting play. I got that play about 4 years ago, and finally the author was ready to make it happen. So he invited me to come to London. So I did that. And then I directed another play that my grandfather wrote in 1927.
That's a very interesting story. I like that. I saw so many pictures
yes,
on your Facebook.
It's called
so
the
nice.
Highlander's Wedding in Istebna. That's where I'm coming from, Istebna. And it's basically Romeo and Juliet in the Polish mountains, which is taking place about 150 years ago. So
good ending?
Oh, brilliant.
They love each other until they both are dead.
I'm telling you, it's so.
That's your grandpa. I'm sure he was
great.
He's great. Okay, happy.
It's so happy ending.
Okay. Gosh, God, thank you.
Yeah.
You just cannot bring sad stories.
Yeah,
and
to
I'm
us,
teaching not
that's
only at UCLA.
Okay. Now that's cool.
But I got I had a meeting with the artistic director of the Cyrene Theater in Warsaw, Syrena Theater in Warsaw, Wojciech Malajkat, who became the new dean of the Polish Theatre Academy in Warsaw, which is the biggest theatre academy in Poland. And he invited me to teach master classes for 2 weeks in his academy with the last year of students. And I will be teaching 6 hours a day. Very intense schedule. But I'm looking forward to it.
Of course.
It's amazing that to come back and to share again with the Polish students advanced TV and film acting there. It's
but you
quite
know,
exciting.
They will look at you like somebody so, so special, like really good. Because we were talking 3 or 4 accents on before, how did you came to America? It's just a very exciting story. And we also have filmed on the Best of Poland and Europe, accent on the Best of Poland and Europe. If people want to go to archives of LA Talk Radio and see this, or on the Facebook, because you really came here 20-something years ago.
28, exactly.
And this, all of these things that you made of yourself, you know, till this day, is above and beyond. That one human being, Kenya, yeah, he's
later
a Roman.
Polanski, right?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's
in
just,
Helter Skelter.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you don't know about that?
No.
I played Roman Polanski in the movie Helter Skelter for Warner Brothers. We have a Warner here in the studio.
Oh, right?
A different Warner.
I was like thinking why this came about, because you have a t-shirt that says Roman Polanski.
And actually this t-shirt, I got it from my brother because he ordered it online. They create t-shirts to support Roman with what is happening. You know, that story, which is so overdue, is still...
Another story, it's a really tough story.
Yeah, it is. So,
oh, we'll talk about this.
Yeah.
This politics,
so I'm the only Roman Polanski who is allowed to get to the United States.
We love him as a creative director, and of course, I would love one day to make him produce something in America. Still, you know, I know he's in France right now, but we had the pleasure to meet his wife a year ago. She was here, and she was receiving on Roman Polanski behalf
That's
award
right.
from the
That's
Polish
right.
Film Festival
right.
in Los Angeles, which is upcoming, I think, in October. And I'm hoping head of the Polish Film Festival, Władek Juszkiewicz, will be our guest soon.
Sure.
Okay, You didn't make me tired because I'm so, so excited. You know, because I have so much energy too, I think, in my life. A lot of my friends say, Ilona, how can you pile so much in your life? And especially knowing that I came from another country and my English was so funky till this day and I don't care anymore. But I know your students in Poland, they will look at you as the best, as exemplary that you can do anything. You know, if you really want to and you have a talent, and now you have these beautiful actors in Warsaw who will be learning from you and they will know you made it here and like really made it. You are working so much in so many movies and now being a professor in UCLA and teaching everybody who wants to become star is a so big achievement. I'm so proud of you. You know it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, it's as I say, we are not doing it because we want to hear compliments, but sometimes it's nice to hear it because yes, it acknowledges
absolutely
your work, and we don't even treat it as
people
a work. We just we do it because we have to do it. I once my wife, I remember we had a dinner or something, and I came so late, and she was so disappointed that we missed that dinner, and she said, "So what would you say to excuse yourself, right?" And I said, "If that just would be me solo, I'm the guilty party. There's so many of me that I just cannot help it.
Yeah.
It's my nature. I just had to finish this project. And then when I finished, I came home. And you're not hungry. You're not tired. You don't know what time is it when you work on
you
something that you love, that you are passionate about.
Yeah, pushing and pushing because it's so important for us.
Courage, confidence, determination, passion. That drives us.
Okay, Vincent, I'm learning so much from your daddy. I still do, you know, because I believe what he's saying is so true. We have this beautiful two sisters here. And Ali, I want to come back to you. I hope you are also inspired by what Marek is saying.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, and you too.
I'm like, wow.
You know, if that's what you want to do, then is you can do everything in this beautiful country and outside of the country. You just need to do it. Do it, not question yourself. The passion need to be here from a moment when you wake up until ever if you sleep.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever sleep. Ali, you know, you mentioned something that some blogs that you wrote, they were tougher to write.
Yeah.
And some were maybe funnier, happier. If you can give us samples of topics that you think really made people think and react and write to you more, and what really people look for when they read your blogs, what they want from you, what do you give to them, and which one was the harder and which one was the easiest? Okay, many questions. You answer whichever you want.
It's kind of funny actually because it's gotten progressively easier as I've been writing, but the hardest ones were the ones in the beginning, because when the essay started, I was going through a really intense breakup, and that's kind of what inspired a lot of the posts. And it was kind of like my therapy was just writing and getting it all out of me. It was like an extraction almost. Like I had to get the words out because then I wouldn't think about it. So it was like it was over there and then it wasn't my problem anymore, you know? So I feel like those posts had a lot of responses just because a lot of people go through that. And a lot of people are dealing with their own heartbreak and their own aching and their own, you know, issues and that and all issues that come with love. You know, people deal with stuff. And so for me, like, I got a lot of responses and a lot of just feedback from people who could relate to what I was talking
about. Did you
about.
Use anybody's advice? How to move on?
It was more so people coming to me and just saying thank you. It was a very humbling experience because I've never had that before where people came to me and said, "Your writing, it provided me some sort of comfort." That's what I got a lot. In terms of advice, you know, people did want to kind of give you advice in terms of how to handle a broken heart, but I think, you know, every person's heartbreak is different, and it's kind of hard to apply anybody else's advice to your
but
own.
Boy,
your
we
own
like
experience.
To read about people's.
We
heartbreaks.
Do, and I think it just makes you realize that you're not alone. And
no,
I think
no.
when you're going through that, it's very isolating, and you're kind of you hold yourself up, and you want to be alone, and you want to put those walls up, and you want to kind of just be like, "Don't talk to me." And you know, Katie saw the worst parts of me when I was going through that, and to be able to provide some sort of just, you know, not even, it's not me giving advice, it's more so just giving my story, and then people can read it and just see, you know, like I said, it's a progression.
Yeah.
So if you've been following it or if you go back and read it, you can see like a year and a half from now, you'll be okay. Like, you're going to be okay. It's going to be better. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And somebody told me this great quote, and I keep using it over and over again because it just resonated so much. But she said, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and you'll realize that the light at the end of the tunnel is you.
Wow.
And as soon as you realize that, as soon as you kind of claim that...
The power is in our...
Yeah, the power is in yourself. And when you discover that, you know, it's not a new person. It's not a new guy. It's not throwing yourself into, you know, parties or, you know, friends. It's just kind of taking the time to discover yourself and kind of grow yourself in that sense.
Oh, that's beautiful. Time for a book. Do you think that you can bring, because you have how many blogs already?
There's a lot of content on there.
Thousands of posts.
Okay, the time probably for the book. I know everybody says you can self-publish, you know, it's no big deal.
That'd be very Carrie Bradshaw of me, but...
why not? Gosh, everybody, okay, cool. Ali, it's time for
you. I've thought about it. It's just, time is hard, you know, it's...
No, you heard what Marek says.
And I wrote two books myself. Yeah.
We didn't, okay.
And 11 screenplays.
No excuses. And people are asking her to write books. Because people on Facebook, like, your posts are so inspiring. When is the book coming out?
And you know what's good? My son read my book.
Oh.
So it's so nice that not only
both books.
So it's fantastic when you think about this, that it's something that you gone, but the book stays.
Yeah.
Something, you know, you read Homer, Shakespeare, right? They are gone, but they are more alive than
it's the footprint you leave.
Yeah.
And Marek, I think we are here to inspire everybody who listen to our show. And Ali, I really think it's time for you to think bigger and blog. I have some ideas, and I don't want to say on the air. I have some ideas when it comes to Ali to coming more often or calling in into the show. I don't know if she will like it, but I know she will. But, you know, I would love her to read some of her blogs. Of course, we cannot give her a whole hour, but we can give her 5 minutes, you know, that we will know what really young 20-something years old girl has in mind about so many things, because it's not only about love, of course. You like to travel a lot.
Yeah, it's like travel diaries, and it's talking about, like, how I'm mad my pants don't fit, and it's talking about, you know, just, like, the stresses of being a 25-year-old girl in L.A., and it's, you know, it can be overwhelming sometimes, but then you just realize that we're so blessed to be here, and we have so much handed to us at the end of the day, and it's, you know, I work a lot, and I work really hard for what I've gotten so far, but, you know, that's... I just see it as work hard and be kind. And as long as you kind of adopt that mentality, good things will happen.
And write a book.
And I'll write a book. And I'll
come
in. Every
blogger for
Action
On. We'll see what's happening with that. Everything is possible.
Yeah.
Then give us one more time name of
your blog. Sparkles and Stilettos.
And please, everybody can go to Accent On page, and I post all links and websites and
don't
everything.
Be overwhelmed by all the content.
Okay, last things and very short, because time goes like crazy fast. You will maybe be on The Bachelor.
No.
You try to get into B1. What's going on there?
I auditioned for The Bachelor. So I went, they had an open casting call in Costa Mesa.
There was research, I hope.
She was seriously wanting to be on The Bachelor.
Oh, like, both answers are good.
No, okay. Rewind. She dragged me into watching The Bachelor for the first time ever. So we watched The Bachelorette this past season. I was like, okay, what's the harm? Like, maybe it'll work. And then we go to Costa Mesa to the actual audition, and I'm like, hell no. Like, I do not want to be a part of this at all. And so then I was like, okay, I'm going to turn it into a whole writing exercise. Yeah. And so I took pictures. I dragged one of my friends with me, and he was like howling with laughter the entire time because it was so, like, it was like cookie cutter girls.
Okay, we want to know more about this, and maybe next time you will tell us. You know,
I will. I'm not going to be on The Bachelorette, though.
Okay, cool. But she attempts to be on.
I try.
Good, trying is good. Okay, one more time, Marek Probosz. How can we finish this day? That's water. She's drinking water, Ali. Nothing else, but that's okay. How we can end our show? You are flying to Poland today or tomorrow. You see your beautiful wife that you didn't see.
Yes, she's coming tonight. I'm taking actually after the show. I said to my son, I'm going to take you to UCLA, to the faculty center, for the great dinner. Yeah. Because to tell you the truth, I have no time to take my daughter there. Even though I tried, she came to see my finals exams at UCLA. I wanted to take her there. There was no time for it.
Too busy.
I didn't. Yeah, I wanted to take my wife there. There is no chance. Thank God, there is Accent On show on Monday. and my wife and my wife is not in town. God for that, of course, but she can't make it. But so I said, you know what, son? Let's have a let's go to the show together, and then we go for wonderful dinner together to UCLA. I'm the I have my membership there for the faculty center, so we have a wonderful evening together.
Lovely.
But I think it was interesting when you spoke to the girls that we are talking about 25 being in LA, right? Or the differences, you like to travel. You know, I took my son to the show when I was working on Scorpion, and he drove me there. He was my chauffeur, and he was on the show. So it's interesting because we have different generations here.
Yes,
and he's 16.
And
he also 20. Travels. And I would be curious talking about ending. I think that let's put the spotlight on the youth. Really, 16.
Okay.
Traveling around the world. And
you are traveling all around. All the time. Alone.
Yes, yes. It used to be first with my parents, then with my siblings, and now it's just me, myself, and I've been traveling, and it's really interesting, you know, because especially I'm so involved with soccer, and it's like sometimes I get so caught up in the different languages because I'm constantly speaking something different, trying to communicate different ways, and it's just on and off the field, you know, weird languages and weird different environments, and just adapting to different places, being in different places all the time. It's really interesting. And here, you know, sometimes even recently I had a soccer tournament with my team FCLA, and like for a moment I just stopped and couldn't even understand. And everyone was talking to me, you know, like Peter, Big Flick. I just couldn't like catch on to what was happening. And it was really funny because I realized like, wow, a month ago I was the exact same thing just across the entire globe, you know, somewhere completely different.
16 years old people. This is amazing. That's the future of the world. We have here beautiful, very intelligent, young, talented people. And of course, we represent fatherhood and motherhood also for them. Then I think parents need to really, really take care of their children and believe in their talents and support them always, always, because then the reward is so beautiful.
It's all thanks to my dad and my mom.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. And now you're carrying on so beautifully. The same, my beautiful, you know, Ali and Kathy Warner. I'm saying always Warner, but you spell your name different than people think.
It sounds good, Warner, right?
Yes. Yeah. But can you tell us your spelling, your second name, if people want to find your name?
The spelling? W-O-E-R-N-E-R.
And your Ali is also different. You spell
it. Well, it's kind of standard. It's A-L-L-I-E.
Yes. And again, if somebody wants to talk to a future actor, how can they find you on a Facebook or somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So you can
tell us your name?
My Instagram is Kate Warner, K-A-T-E-W-O-E-R-N-E-R.
Wonderful, Kate. I'm so happy I didn't know you are coming because obviously I will snap the picture, but that's what we'll be doing.
Instagram.
We'll be snapping the pictures and posting. Yeah, that's beautiful. It's always to share our memories together. Okay, Marek, last time your contact, if people want to contact you for whatever reason.
Do you know,
if you have time, answer.
It's so funny because last time I was on the show, there was Dario. And Dario, when you ask him this question, the pop star, he had like the whole speech about where you can find him, right? And then I said, well, if you read books, there were two books published in Poland at the time. I was in Poland and I'm in both of those books, right? They started to write about me, and I'm in books, and I'm in museums, and I'm in, you know, thank God there's, you know, the cemetery.
He's very young, people. Don't think he's old. So, he's young.
No, but I know it's a new thing. I'm just on Facebook, and I have my I don't even have a website,
That's
believe
okay.
it or not. I did over 60 movies, and I don't know how many countries. Yeah,
of course, yes, very good. And I post, of course, all your bio and the same about Vincent Edu. People can see what he's doing. Their Facebook pages are there. Spelling of everybody's names is there. Then I think for today, I just only need to say I love you, everybody who listens, and I love my guest. I hope people felt that. And I know that Marek will be back with wife and maybe daughter soon, or you, also a student. And you'll be in a movie soon, yes?
One day, hopefully, yeah.
Okay, and you will be writing books
tomorrow.
I'm
getting ready. I'm prepping my own feature film, so keep
cast
me posted.
Me.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
How your Grotowski's method is doing. Yeah.
Maybe one day Marek will teach you something, you know.
Yes,
maybe
one day we'll be in a movie together.
Love you, people. One more time, Accent On says bye-bye for today. And till next Monday.
See you guys. Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.